It took two special school board meetings in late summer to decide on whether Wrangell Public Schools should accept a federal grant for an electric school bus. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency offered the school district a clean bus grant back in 2022 in order to decrease diesel emissions. The original plan was for the bus to be up and running by October 2024 if the school district accepted the offer. Superintendent Bill Burr told the school board in late August that the EPA was willing to work with the district since the decision wasn't yet made.
They would like it to work, so they're finding ways that we could extend that date. We would probably have to do a month-by-month extension until we could actually get it.
The bus cost roughly $415,000, paid for by the grant. The school district would be responsible for the shelter the bus would be stored in and the electric drop that supplies power. Those expenses could not exceed $50,000 in the district's reserve account. Several community members opposed the bus grant at Monday's meeting. They had questions about building the bus's shelter over Muskeg and the cost for charging the battery. Plus, the battery would be heated by diesel throughout the nights.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Zach Taylor. I'm a manager and driver of Taylor Transportation, as well as about a 20-year background in construction. Here tonight to speak against the school board and the school purchasing the electric bus for many reasons, but mostly for the financial disaster I think it's going to be for Wrangell and our school district.
Taylor says that there's hidden costs in the total price. He says he got information from International Bus Company, Integrated Coach Bus, and it's likely it would be the same thing for this bus from Bluebird.
International Bus told us that to replace the batteries, they must be replaced in 5 years, and that is approximately $50,000, including the $4,800 now round trip. And then I also found out today that the barge has a surcharge for electric vehicles added on top of that.
He also says that, to his knowledge, no one in Wrangell has an endorsed commercial driving license to operate a vehicle with air brakes. That's the braking system for electric buses. Additionally, he says that electric school buses are significantly heavier than diesel-operated buses, meaning it could possibly sink into the Muskeg over time. On top of that, he says that Taylor Transportation spent around $12,000 in fuel last year.
Is the $100,000-ish that we're proposing on spending just to get the bus and the building, is that worth the 8.5 years of diesel fuel that we would spend by using the buses that are already in operation and doing a fine job?
Wrangellite Mike Lockerbie also voiced his opposition.
I don't think it's necessary. It's cool, it's green, I get it. But I don't, I haven't seen enough, primarily in the paper and from talking to several friends involved, I haven't seen enough research on the ancillary cost of this. You have a diesel battery heater.
Questions about costs of shipping the bus to Wrangell and running power to the building were unanswered during the meeting. School Board President Dave Wilson attempted to amend a motion to change the $50,000 cap to $60,000. This would go for the building costs of the bus's shelter. The motion failed. School Board Vice President Brittany Robbins questioned why the district should even move forward with the grant.
Something we should really consider is that we have a system that works right now, that's unique within the state, to have a company that will contract year over year with the maintenance on their end and the gas on their end. It's a struggle in other places.
Eventually, the school board voted down the 2022 EPA Clean Bus Grant with a 2-3 vote. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.